Greetings, crime stoppers, criminals, and the folks who love them. This is the Daily Crime Cast, number 47.
How very much I tried my best to give you a good life. In spite of all that I've tried, a handful of our people, with their lives, have made our life impossible. There's no way to detach ourselves from what's happened today. Not only are we in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left to commit the betrayal of the century, some stolen children from others and are in pursuit right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting here waiting on a powder keg. I don't think this is what we want to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we had in mind to do with our babies. It was said by the greatest of prophets from time immemorial, no man takes my life from me, I lay my life down. So to sit here and wait for a catastrophe is going to happen on an airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. It almost happened here. It almost happened. The congressman is nearly killed here. But you can't see your people's children. You can't take off with people's children without expecting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either. Even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists, the world is bringing such as violence, and the violence will take it by force. If we can't live in peace, then let's die in peace. We've been so betrayed. We have been so terribly betrayed. But we've tried, and as Jack Dean Morgan said, I don't know where he's at right this moment. He's right. He said, if this only worked one day, it was worthwhile. But what's going to happen here in a matter of a few minutes is that one of those people on that plane is going to shoot the pilot. I know that. I didn't plan it, but I know it's going to happen. I'm going to shoot that pilot, and down comes that plane into the jungle. And we had better not have any of our children left when it's over, because they'll parachute in here on us. I'm telling you just as plain as I know how to tell you, I've never lied to you. I never have lied to you. I know that's what's going to happen. That's what he intends to do, and he will do it. He will do it. Fortunately, being so bewildered with many pressures on my brain, seeing all these people behaving so treasonous, it was just too much for me to put together. But I now know what he was telling me, and it'll happen if the plane gets in the air, even. So my opinion is that we be kind to children and be kind to seniors and take the portion like you used to take in ancient Greece and step over quietly, because we are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act. We can't go back. They won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies, which means more congressmen, and there's no way we can survive. Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please speak. Yes. You can have an opportunity, but if the children are left, we're going to have them butchered. We can make a strike, but we'll be striking against people that we don't want to strike against. And what we'd like to get people who cause this stuff, and some people here are prepared to know how to do that, when down and get Timothy Stone, but there's no plane. There's no plane. You can't catch a plane in time. He's responsible for it. He brought these people to us. He and Deanna Myrtle. The people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. They'll not take our death in vain, you know. Yes. Is it too late for Russia? It's like too late for Russia. They killed. They started to kill. That's why it makes it too late for Russia. Otherwise, I'd said, Russia, you bet your life. If it's too late, I can't control these people that are out there. They're gone with the guns, and it's too late. And once we kill anybody, at least that's the way I would. I'm going to put my lot with you. If one of my people do something, it's me. And I say, I don't have to take the blame for this. But I don't live that way. They said, deliver up Mujar, who tried to get the man back here. Mujar, whose mother has been lying on him and lying on him and trying to break up his family, and we've all agreed to kill us by any means necessary. You think I'm willing to live with Mujar? Not on your life. No. No, you're not going. I can't live that way. I cannot live that way. I've lived this for all and I'll die for all. I've been living on hope for a long time, Christine, and I appreciate you always been a very good agitator. I like agitation because you got two sides of one issue, two sides of the question. What those people are going to get done, what they get through, will make our life worse than hell. Will make the rest of us not accept us. When they get through lying. They throw so many lies between there and that truck. But we are done in as far as any other alternative.
Well, I say let's make an alley for Russia. That's what I say. I don't think nothing is impossible.
How are we going to air How are you going to airlift to Russia?
Well, I thought they said if we got in an emergency, they gave you a code to let them know.
No, they did. They gave us the code that they let us know of an issue. Not us create an issue for them. They said if they saw the country coming down, they'd give us the code. You can check on them, see if it's on the code. You check with Russia to see if they'll take us in immediately, otherwise we die. I don't know what else you say to these people. But to me, death is not a beautiful thing. It's living that cuts it. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. I've never seen people take the law and do their own hands and provoke us and try to purposely agitate murder of children. You know, Christine, it's not worth living like this.
I think that there were too few who left to 1,200 people to give them their lives for those people that left.
You know how many left?
20-odd.
20-odd. And rightly so, Debbie Blakey for the murder of his mother, and he'll stop that pilot by any means necessary. He'll do it. That plane will come out of the air. There's no way you fly a plane without a pilot.
I wasn't speaking about that plane. I was speaking about the plane for us to go to Russia.
To Russia. You think Russia's going to want... No, they're not going to... You think Russia's going to want us with all this stigma? We have some value, but now we don't have any value.
Well, I don't see it like that. I mean, I feel like that as long as there's life, there's hope. That's my thing.
Well, everybody dies. Someplace that hope runs out because everybody dies. I haven't seen anybody yet didn't die. And I like to choose my own kind of death for change. I'm tired of being tormented to hell. That's what I'm tired of. Tired of it. Well, my people's life in my hands, and I certainly don't want your life in my hand. I'm going to tell you, Christine, without me, life has no meaning. I'm the best friend you'll ever have. And once I have to pay, I'm standing with you, Jar. I'm standing with those people. They're part of me. I can detach myself. I don't even detach myself. No. I never detach myself from any of your troubles. I've always taken your troubles right on my shoulders. And I'm not going to change that now. It's too late. I've been running too long. I'm not going to change now. The next time you'll get to go to Russia, the next time around. This is what I'm talking about now is in the dispensation of judgment. This is a revolutionary suicide council. I'm not talking about self-destruction. I'm talking about what we have no other road. I will take your call, we will put it to the Russians, and I can tell you the answer now because I'm a prophet. Call the Russians and tell them to see if they'll take it.
I said I'm afraid to die.
I don't think you are.
But I look at all the babies and I think they deserve to live.
I agree. You know, they do, but also they deserve much more than just peace.
We all came here for peace.
You mean, have we had it?
No.
I tried to give it to you. I laid down my life practically. I practically died every day to give you peace. And you still not had any peace. You look better than I've seen you in a long while, but it's still not the kind of peace that I want to give you. A purchase of food continues to say that you're winning when you lose. Win one, lose two. What? I didn't hear you, ma'am. You have to speak up. Ma'am, you have to speak up. That's a sweet thought. Who said that? Come on up and speak it again. Come up and say it about it. It's taking off. No plane is taking off. Suicide. They have done it. Stone has done it. Somebody. Can they talk? Can they not talk to San Francisco? See, the stone does not get by with this infamy. This infamy. He has done the thing he wanted to do. Hell is destroyed.
When we destroy ourselves, we're defeated. We left there in the end, but you see that.
Did you see I lived to fight no more forever?
Yes, I saw that.
If he did not have some sense of pride and victory in that man, he would not subject himself to the will and whim of people who tell him that he's going to come in whenever they please and peek into our house, come when they please, take who they want to, talk to who they want to. This is not living. That's not living to me. That's not freedom. That's not the kind of freedom I sought.
But I think where they made their mistake is when they stopped to rest. If they had gone on, they would have made it. But they stopped to rest.
It's over, sister. We made that day, we made a beautiful day. And let's make it a beautiful day.
Okay. We win when we go down. Tombstone has nobody else to hate. He has nobody else to hate. Many have destroyed themselves. I'm speaking here not as the administrator, I'm speaking as a prophet today. I wouldn't step in this street and talk so serious if I didn't know what I was talking about. And if anybody calls back, the immense amount of damage is going to be done. But I cannot separate myself from the pain of my people. You can't either, Christine, if you stop and think about it. You can't separate yourself. We've walked too long together.
I know that, but I still think, as an individual, I have a right.
You do, and I'm listening.
What I think, what I feel. And I think we all have a right to our own destiny as individuals.
Right.
And I think I have a right to choose mine, and everybody else has a right to choose theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not criticizing. I'm not doing this. What's that? That's the day the 20 people said today we're alive.
I think I still have a right to my own opinion.
I'm not taking it from you.
You're only standing here because he is here in the first place. So I don't know what you're talking about, having an individual life. Your life has been extended to the day that you're standing there because of him.
Boy, I guess he has much right to speak to anybody else, too. What'd you say, Ruby? Well, you'll regret it this very day if you don't die. You'll regret it if you don't know you don't die. You'll regret it.
Many people.
I saved them, but I made my example. I made my expression. I made my manifestation, and the world was ready, not ready for me. Paul said, as a man born out of due season, I've been born out of due season just like all we are, and the best testimony we can make is to leave this goddamn world.
I'm not talking to her. Will you let her let me talk?
You're talking.
Will you make her sit down and let me talk while I'm on the floor? I'll let her talk.
I'm not going to tell you neither what to do. Here he is. I've listened to you. You asked me about Russia. Am I not making a call to Russia? What more do you suggest? I'm listening to you. Russia gives me one slight bit of encouragement. I just now instructed him to go there and do that.
A
everybody hold it. We didn't come. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. That's all you maintain. To lay down your burdens. And I'll lay down my burdens down by the riverside. So we lay them down here in the side of Guyana. What's the difference? No man didn't take their lives right now. He hadn't taken it. But when they start parachuting out of the air, they'll shoot some of our innocent babies. They got to shoot me to get food to some of these people. I'm not letting them take your job. Can you let them take your job? Another. I don't prefer him above your jaw. I can't do that. I can't separate myself from your actions or his actions. If you'd done something wrong, I'd stand with you. If they wanted to come and get you, they'd have to take me.
Ready to go. If you tell me I forgive all I have, we're ready. I'm going to get all that silver bones with me.
Some months I've tried to keep this thing from happening, but I now see it's the will of sovereign being that this happened to us. So we lay down our lives in protest against what's being done. So we lay down our lives to protest in what's being done. The criminality of people, the cruelty of people. Who walked out of here today? Did you notice who walked out? Most of the white people. Most of the white people walked. I'm so grateful for the ones that didn't, those who knew who they are. But there's no point. There's no point to this. We are born before our time. They won't accept us. And I don't think we should sit here and take any more time for our children to be endangered. Because if they come after our children and we give them our children, then our children will suffer forever. I have no quarrel with you coming up. I like you. I personally like you very much.
People get hostile when you try to...
Oh, well, some people do. But then you some people do. Put it that way. I'm not hostile. Yeah, to be honest, if you stayed, if you'd have wanted to run, you'd have run with them, because anybody could have run today. They wouldn't want to do. I know you're not a runner. Your life is precious to me. It's as precious as John's. And I do with great and justice and judgment. I've waited against all evidence.
Sit down.
I know. I tried so very, very hard. I'm trying over here to see what can happen to our fans. Who is it? Get Dwyer out of here before something happens to him. Dwyer? I'm not talking about you, Dora. I said Dwyer. Nobody gonna take your jaw. I'm not letting them take your jaw. Gather in, folks. It's easy. It's easy. Yes, my love.
At one time, I felt just like a Christian self. But as of today, I don't feel anything because the biggest majority of people that left here were white. And I know it really hurt my heart broke my heart to think that all these years that these white people have been with us, and they're not a part of us. So we might as well end it now, because I don't see...
So, the congressman has been murdered. What a legacy. But the Red Brigade's the only ones that ever made any sense anyway. They invaded our privacy. They came into our home. They followed us 6,000 miles away. The Red Brigade showed them justice. The congressman stared. Please get us some medication. It's simple. It's simple. There's no convulsions with it. It's just simple. Just please get it. Before it's too late, the GDF will be here. I tell you, get moving. Get moving. Get moving. Don't be afraid to die. If these people land out here, they'll torture some of our children here. They'll torture our people. They'll torture our seniors. We cannot have this. Are you going to separate yourself from whoever shot the congressman? I don't know who shot him. Speaker Pete and those had a right to go, and they had a right to... How many are dead? Oh, God Almighty, God Almighty. Hmm? Patty Parks is in.
I would rather to endure long enough in a safe place to write about the goodness of England.
I don't know how in the world ever to write about us. It's just too late. It's too late. The congressman's dead. The congressman's dead. Many of our traitors are dead. They're all laying out there dead. I didn't, but my people did. My people did. They're my people. And they've been provoked too much. They've been provoked too much. What's happened here has been too, this has been an act of provocation.
And if any way is possible to have them to give Ted something to take him, I'm satisfied, okay?
Okay.
I said, if there's any way we can do, you can have them to give Ted something so he won't have to let him go through, okay? And I'm satisfied.
That's fine. Okay, good. Yes, yes.
And I appreciate you for everything. You're the only. You're the only, and I appreciate you.
Please, can we hasten? Can we hasten with that medication? You don't know what you've done. I died. I saw it happen and ran in the bush and dropped the machine gun. Time in my life. Pick up your more. You got to get the medication here. You got to move. Marshal, there's about 20 minutes.
You have to move, and the people that are standing there in the aisle go stay in the waiting room yard. So everybody get behind the table and back this way, okay? There's nothing to worry about. They're too calm and trying to keep your children calm. And the older children will help love the little children and reassure them. I'm crying from pain. It's just a little bitter tasting, but they're not crying out of any pain. Aaron McGowan, can I please see you back?
I used to do it before I came here. So let me tell you about it. It might make a lot of you feel a little more comfortable. Sit down and be quiet, please. One of the things that I used to do, I used to be a therapist. And the kind of therapy that I did had to do with reincarnation and past life situations. And every time anybody had the experience of going into a past life, I was fortunate enough to his father to be able to let them experience it all the way through their death, so to speak. And everybody was so happy when they made that step to the other side.
When you step, there's no other thing you can do but step that way. It's the only way to step. The torch is not ours now. It's out of our hands.
If you have a body that's been crippled, suddenly you have the kind of body that you want.
A little rest.
It feels good, but never felt so good, family, I tell you. You've never felt so good as how that feels.
And I do hope that those attorneys will stay where they belong and don't come up here. What is it? Hard, it's hard only at first. Only at first is it hard. It's hard only at first. Living, you're looking at death before it looks to, living is much, much more difficult. Raising up every morning and not knowing what's going to be the night's bringing, it's much more difficult. It's much more difficult.
I just want to say something to everyone that I see that is standing around and crying. This is nothing to cry about. This is something we could all rejoice about. We could be happy about this. They always told us that we could cry when you're coming into this world. But when we're living as a living people, I think we should be happy about this. I was just thinking about Jim Jones. He just has suffered and suffered and suffered. He was the only God, and he didn't even have a chance to enjoy himself here.
I'd just like to thank Dad because he was the only one that stood up for me when I needed him. And thank you, Dad. I'm glad you're my brothers and sisters. I'm glad to be here. Okay.
Please, for God's sake, let's get on with it. We've lived as no other people have lived and loved. We've had as much of this world as you're going to get. Let's just be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it. To have to watch you every day die slowly, and from the time you were a child to the time you get gray, you're dying. Dishonest, and I'm sure that they'll pay for it. They'll pay for it. This is a revolutionary suicide. This is not a self-destructive suicide. So they'll pay for this. They brought this upon us, and they'll pay for that. I leave that destiny to them. Wants to go with a child has a right to go with a child. I think it's humane. I want to see you go, though. They can take me and do with me whatever they want to do. I want to see you go. I don't want to see you go through this hell no more. No more, no more, no more. We're trying. Everybody will relax. The best thing you do to relax, and you'll have no problem. You'll have no problem with this thing if you just relax.
Sitting here a great deal because of Jim Jones. And the way the children are laying there now, I'd rather see them laid like that than to see them have to die like the Jews did, which was pitiful anyhow. And I'd just like to thank Dad for giving us life and also death. And I appreciate the fact the way our children are going. Because like Blair said, when they come in, what they're going to do to our children, they're going to massacre our children. And also the ones that they take captive, they're going to just let them grow up and be dummies like they want them to be, and not grow up to be officials like the one and only Jim Jones. So I'd like to thank Dad for the opportunity to let Jonestown be not what it could be, but what Jonestown is. Thank you, Dad.
It's not to be feared. It is not to be feared. It's a friend. It's a friend. And just sitting there, show your love for one another. Let's get down. We have nothing we can do. We can't separate ourselves from our own people. For 20 years laying in some old rotten nursing home. Taking us through all these anguish years. They took us and put us in chains, and that's nothing. There's no comparison to that, to this. They robbed us of our land, and they've taken us and driven us, and we tried to find ourselves. We tried to find a new beginning, but it's too late. You can't separate yourself from your brother and your sister. No way I'm going to do it. I refuse. I don't know who fired the shot. I don't know who killed the congressman. But as far as I'm concerned, I killed him. You understand what I'm saying? I killed him. He had no business coming. I told him not to come. Lay down your life with dignity. Don't lay down with tears and agony. It's stepping to death, it's like Max said, it's just stepping over in another plane. Don't be this way. Stop this hysterics. This is not the way for people who are socialists or communists to die. No way for us to die. We must die with some dignity. We must die with some dignity. We will have no choice. Now we have some choice. You think they're going to allow this to be done and allow us to get by with this? Must be insane. The children, it's just something to put to the rest. Oh, God. Mother, 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 please. Mother, please, 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 don't do this. Put down your life with your child, but don't do this. See, at last. Please, keep your emotions down. Children, it will not hurt if you'll be quiet. It's never been done before, you say. It's been done by every tribe in history. Every tribe facing annihilation. All the Indians of the Amazon are doing it right now. They refuse to bring any babies into the world. They kill every child that comes into the world because they don't want to live in this kind of a world. So be patient. Be patient. Death is... I tell you, I don't care how many screams you hear. I don't care how many anguished cries. Death is a million times preferable to 10 more days of this life. If you knew what was ahead of you, you'd be glad to be stepping over tonight. Death is common to people. And the Eskimos, they take death in their stride. Let's be dignified. If you'll quit telling them they're dying, if you adults will stop some of this nonsense, adults, I call on you to stop this nonsense. I call on you to quit exciting your children when all they're doing is going to quiet rest.
I call on you to stop this now. If you have any respect at all, are we black, proud, and socialist, or what are we? Now stop this nonsense. Don't carry this on anymore. You're exciting your children. No, no sorrow that it's all over. I'm glad it's over. Hurry, hurry, my children, hurry. All I say, let's not fall into the hands of the enemy. Hurry, my children. Hurry. The seniors out here that I'm concerned about, hurry. I don't want to leave my seniors to this mess. Quickly, 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 quickly. Annoying. No more pain, Al. No more pain, I said, Al. No more pain. Jim Cobb is laying on the airfield dead at this moment. Remember, all of the woman said she'd come over and kill me if her son wouldn't stop her. These are people, the peddlers of hate. All we're doing is laying down our life. We're not letting them take our life. We're laying down our life. Taking their lives. We just want peace.
All I'd like to say is that my so-called parents are filled with so much hate. Stop it. And treachery. I think you people out here should think about how your relatives was and be glad about that the children are being laid to rest. And all I can say is that I thank Dad for making me strong to stand with it all and make me ready for it.
Okay, isn't it? All the children taking a drink, they take to go to sleep. That's what death is, sleep. Whatever, I'm tired of it all.
Loving thing we could have ever done, most loving thing all of us could have done. And it's been a pleasure walking with all of you in this revolutionary struggle. No other way I was ever going to give my life for socialism, communism. And thank Dad very, very much. But Dad's love and mercy and goodness and kindness and bring us to this land of freedom. His love, his mother was the advance guard to socialism. And his love and his mercy to go on forever under the sun.
Where's that? Where's that with the green sea?
Love to go on forever under the sun. Thank you, Dad.
The that with the green sea in, please. Right here, so the adults can begin. If you don't fail to follow my advice, you'll be sorry. You'll be sorry. And we do it, and if they do it, just trust you. You have to step across. We used to sing this world. This world's not our home, but it sure isn't. We were saying it sure wasn't. He doesn't want to tell him all he's doing. If they will tell him, assure these children, some people assure these children of the relaxation of stepping over to the next plane. They set an example for others. We've set 1,000 people who say we don't like the way the world is. Take our life from us. We laid it down. We got tired. The infamous suicide, which is an act of revolutionary suicide protesting the conditions of an inhumane world.
Another audio adventure, Crimecast style, brought to you from the fine folks at evilnow.com.